Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Maybe it's a political issue, maybe a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 700 users, over 34,000 posts for you to surf around through. They're all there, totally free, at freetalklive.com. So be sure to go and check that out. Jason?
Yes. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. You can go on to freestateproject.org.
So, of course, it is the Wednesday night.
Have you ever called that number?
Have I ever called it?
Yeah.
No.
Does it ring at somebody's house? Where does it ring?
I believe it rings through to the membership services director or the participant services director, Brian Sullivan.
That would make sense.
Is Brian manning the phones 24 hours a day?
I don't think it's 24 hours, but I'm sure he'll call you back if you call in the middle of the night.
Well, I mean, we have podcasters. Like 2,000 of them out there.
Sure.
And they listen to the show, and they could be listening at 4 o'clock in the morning. They could be overcome with the desire to, you know, call right now.
Are you volunteering to man the phones during the overnight hours?
I can't, no.
All righty, then. Crap shut, then. Our number is 800-259-9231, because people with good ideas make great volunteers, man. Which, yeah. So we talk about anything. Whatever's on your mind goes. And it is the Wednesday night edition. That means Jason is here with us.
Yes.
And so, Jason, we're going to start with you tonight.
Sounds good.
And to do. So you have a bank heist story.
Yeah, let's go to Brazil.
Okay.
Sao Paulo, to be precise. Thieves. Thieves. They rent a house.
Ladrones.
Yes. Right. Banditos.
Thieves that rent houses. Got it.
I guess in Brazil.
No, it'd be Portuguese
and
totally,
I have no
totally
idea.
Different. Well, they rent a house about a football field away from a bank, the Central Bank building, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
So is this the equivalent state of bank?
This sounds like the equivalent of this Federal Reserve, then.
Right. Very well could be. I'm not quite sure.
Could just be called a central bank.
Could be, but usually when you use those terms, it means it's the central bank.
Good.
Right. Well, they spent the last 3 months tunneling under a busy boulevard in northeastern Brazil.
Wow.
And they broke into the central bank vault to pull off the biggest robbery ever in South America's largest country.
Mm-hmm.
The crime netted them $67.8 million.
Wow. $67.8 million.
That's right.
Dollars.
And it turns out it was remarkably
not
similar.
Not Solis de Oro or whatever it is that they're weird.
Oh, dollars.
Huh. Oh. Well, in any case, the crime was remarkably similar to a tunnel heist last year in which more than $1 million was stolen from a Sao Paulo company.
That was the test run.
Yeah. Well, the suspected mastermind of the caper reportedly... Had escaped from prison 3 years earlier. I bet you can't guess how.
Via a tunnel.
He tunneled out.
Wow. Is his name El Molo?
It ought to be.
El Moleo.
I don't know.
El Gopro.
Well, Miss Sabrina Albuquerque, who is a federal police spokeswoman, says these are very sophisticated thieves. And I would have to agree with her.
Yeah. They probably weren't just using their hands.
Oh, no. Well, they built this tunnel. It was 262 feet long, to be precise. And along the way, they were putting up wooden panels in order to support the tunnel, stringing along lights so they could see.
Sure.
And, it seemed to be a very very professional job.
Now, I've got to wonder, if it's 200 and whatever feet long, what about the up and down portions? Because it would seem to me that you have to go up and down. You can't just tunnel three feet underneath the...
At the end of the tunnel, which would be right under the bank, there was a 13-foot climb.
Oh, that's all.
That's it.
I'm surprised.
And the tunnel itself was only 28 inches tall.
What do you mean?
28 inches.
Oh, so they didn't waste any time on building like a really tall tunnel.
Oh, no, they just crawl through a little more than 2 feet
of space. I think they probably used something close to their hands to dig a 28-inch tall tunnel.
How did they move the... Do they know how they moved the money? Because, I mean, if it was all cash...
Yeah,
$68 million,
well,
that's a lot.
It took them a day.
What they did is they broke into 5 containers filled with used Brazilian real notes worth about $22 each.
Reals? I thought it was Solis de Oro with a... Okay.
Whatever. I can't remember. Well,
maybe that's Colombia.
And they took these little real notes that were either to be destroyed or redistributed depending on their condition. And they just took them all.
Now, did
How long of a period did it take?
Was it over a day? I'm just wondering if maybe because they were unused container that they could get a touch the stuff in the vault, no one would know, or it was done like at 5 p.m.
this weekend, this past weekend.
Oh, it's over the weekend. Smart.
They these guys knew what they were doing.
Yeah. That's amazing. Somebody must have been on the inside, don't you think?
Exciting.
Well,
otherwise, how would they have known exactly? How would they have known exactly where the vault was?
I tell you what, give them a. It won't take too long, but kids, crime doesn't pay. They will catch these people.
You can believe. You don't know that, man.
They catch bank robbers with $67 million.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
These guys are long gone by now. They have eight suspects.
It will be one of the great crimes in history.
Well, as long as the bank was insured, they get their money back, right? I mean, if you got Lloyd's of London or whoever insuring your...
Well, I don't think that it even... If it's the central bank, the government's just going to print more to take up the place.
they just got $30 million because they just printed another $60 million.
These things are worthless anyways. Why the hell not?
Go ahead, take them. Who cares? Fascinating. So they tunneled under 200 and something feet of road and other buildings, et cetera, and then actually... Well, I wonder what they used to get into the vault. I mean, I know they build vaults pretty tough on the sides. Wouldn't you think they'd do it pretty tough on the bottom, too?
I bet they just left the floor the way it was.
Yeah?
No, I think they just
dirt floor vault.
Concrete.
Concrete. Inside, it says, police found bowl cutters, drill, an electric saw, and a blowtorch, which apparently they used to cut through the vault's 3.5 foot thick steel reinforcement concrete floor.
Man.
So it's steel reinforced concrete.
Yes, 3.5 feet of it.
Our board op suggested the first heist was in order to fund the second.
That makes sense.
Because you could buy some pretty good equipment with $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Fascinating stuff. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jamie. Told you so. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
I'm watching a special they're having on Peter Jennings.
Boy, you're really obsessed with this, aren't you, Jamie?
Yeah, what now?
You're really obsessed over Peter Jennings. Are you going to be okay?
I'm not really obsessed. I'm just saying.
Well, you've called you called on the day of his death, and you were pretty upset about it. And now today, you're still kind of hovering over this death. I mean,
yesterday I had to let y'all go because nature was calling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I figured it was wrestling.
Well, no, that was Monday night.
Is that all? There's only wrestling on one night?
No, it's on Thursday as well.
I don't get the UPN.
Well, if you know where to look and you have enough channels, you could probably find wrestling every night of the week.
So
tell me about Peter Jennings, man. Now, what did you like the most about him?
Well, he told it like it was.
Uh huh.
He's Canadian.
You sure he wasn't just reading a teleprompter? Do you think he wrote his own stuff?
Well, he wrote his own stuff.
Are you sure about that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and plus they wrote for him, you know.
Yeah, sure. A lot of news.
He's a journalist. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We questioned that earlier this week. I questioned whether or not he was a real journalist, but fine.
But I've been told that there's a website on here with so many things to hate about Peter Jennings.
Aw, now that's awful mean. Now who would put something up like that?
I don't know. Some kind of conspirators or something.
Well, you don't have the internet anyway, so it's not like you could go see it and be offended, could you?
Well, I do have the internet.
You do?
I go to the library.
Oh, okay. Oh, they've got the internet, and you just go and mooch it, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Force everybody in your area to pay for your internet access. I see how it is, Jamie.
They're going to have the access either way. Might as well go.
I'll tell you what, I've been hearing a lot about that Peter Jennings and a bunch of them they knew about this New World Order, though.
And he was keeping it quiet.
And, Barbara Walters is behind it also.
Outrageous allegations. Jamie, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. More coming back. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259.
Barbara Walters knew all along.
9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
From time to time, we actually have some good news to report here on Free Talk Live.
And all right.
There is some of that tonight, so we are going to get to that. Also, don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. Just go get them, freetalklive.com. In fact, if you scroll past day six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. They will take you to months' worth of the show. So, literally, months' worth of the show. All free at freetalklive.com. You can't beat that. So, we talk about a lot of liberty issues here on Free Talk Live. And if you listen to a week or two of the show, you'll kind of get the idea that tyranny's bearing down on us and we have to do everything we can to fight back. And that's that much is true, I believe. I mean, tyranny is on the rise.
Obviously, we believe.
Yeah.
But from time to time, there's that shining beacon of light. There's that that ray of hope, if you will, that shines through the darkness that is this country. And Here's what it is, at least this week. 53% of Americans, according to the Small Government News, want to cut taxes in half.
In half? Great.
Yeah. This, again, from Small Government News. Scripture tells...
Do they want to cut government services in half?
Well, let's just see what the details are. Scripture tells us that God asked for 10% of our earnings.
Mm.
Tithe means a tenth. Tithing means giving a tenth to a church. Medieval serfs were compelled to give 25% of their harvest, of their income, to the king. How much does big government in America take today? 47% of your income in taxes, every year. That's federal, state, and local taxes. Federal income taxes, social security taxes, excise taxes, gas taxes, and tariffs, phone taxes, state and local property taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, car taxes, taxes disguised as user fees, license permits, and other compulsory payments, plus hundreds of other direct, indirect, and hidden taxes. And again, as an example of indirect tax, when you buy any product at the store, you're paying all of the taxes that the company had to pay.
That's right.
So factor those in as well. Big government is taking 47% of your income in taxes. 47% of every working American's income. 47% every single year. That's the price of big government. That's what big government costs you every year. Is that what you want? Well, if you answered no, you're not alone. Nor are you part of a tiny minority. According to Fox News Opinion Dynamics polls from January 2003, the question was, what is the maximum percentage of a person's income that should go to taxes? That's all taxes.
9.9%.
State, federal, and local, out of every dollar, what's the highest percentage anybody should have to pay? 53% said less than 20%. 25% said less. Said 21 through 30%. And then after that, it's pretty small, like 1% said
31%. I don't see how the good Christians out there can say that it makes sense to give more than 9.9% to the government. That's saying the government's more important than God.
I guess that's what it's saying.
I mean, really, if you love Jesus, you shouldn't be giving any more than 9.9% to the government.
That's right.
Or it's, support that.
It is their duty as a Christian to not pay over 9.999%.
Right. I mean, the government is Baal. There's no doubt about it. In the mind of a Christian, the government is Baal because it's getting 50%. God's only getting 10.
So if you're a Christian and you're actually paying more, I mean, you could just pay a fraction of your taxes and make sure that it's under 10% of your income. But I think most of the Christians in this country that are paying taxes are paying their full amount of taxes.
I'm sure.
I'm sure there's Christians that aren't paying taxes at all, and I'm sure there are a lot more Christians that actually are paying the taxes. So you're actually calling them out as hypocrites.
I'm not calling the Christians hypocrites. I'm calling the supporting a government that does that is wrong. I'm not calling it hypocritical. No.
So it's not hypocritical to actually go ahead and pay those taxes, even though they are more than 10%.
At this point, we're, you know, under a state of tyranny and what it's going to take to turn that down. But I do think that we should all, I think everybody should be doing what they can to be shrinking the size of government quickly.
No doubt. In fact,
it's wrong.
If you do the math, 53% of Americans want our taxes cut by at least 57%. You know, I'd be interested to see them redo this poll because the top answer that you could give was less than 20%. Well, why couldn't they do less than 10%? I mean, 53% of the respondents here said less than 20% is what the maximum tax for anybody should be.
So what you're saying is there are a lot of people in that 53% who would have gone a lot lower.
I'd say absolutely there is.
I would have to agree.
And we don't know how many of that, you know, what percentage of that 53% would have said under 10%. And so I'm interested to know. Not that Fox is going to go and redo their poll just because Free Talk Live wants them to. 25% or more, 25% more want our taxes cut by at least 36%. So 78% of Americans would like to have their taxes cut by a minimum of 36%. Not too shabby.
So, good news.
You know, when you put the questions, when you phrase the questions the right way, you can get people to sound pretty pro-liberty. But I can tell you that as good as this sounds, if you went and you asked the people, the respondents that took this quiz to actually go ahead and take a different quiz, like the world's smallest political quiz, which we link to, by the way, at freetalklive.com's links page. You can try it for yourself. But it's 10 questions instead of just one. And then depending on how you answer the questions, you get scored, you get ranked on this political chart that tells you if you're a statist or authoritarian or a liberal or a centrist, conservative, or a libertarian. And so a lot of these people that say they want less taxes, when confronted with the actual programs, they may have a more difficult time actually saying they wanted to cut those programs.
Right.
Social Security.
Yeah.
WIC.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to stop corporate welfare for the farmers or the farm companies out there?
Right.
There's not too many small farmers anymore.
All those government programs that are designed to tug at people's heartstrings.
Yes.
Make them think that, oh, these are necessary. Okay, I do want less government, but I really do want to take care of the poor as well. As though the government is the best vehicle for
right.
taking care of poor people.
As though it does anything but enslave the poor people into a life of poverty.
Really, it does, because all of the taxes, even though the income tax, for instance, is progressive, it gets higher as your income level goes up, it doesn't harm the rich people as much as it does the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're making $10,000 a year and you're losing $1,000 of that in taxes, and I'm not suggesting that would happen on an income tax, but if you're losing $1,000 of that in taxes at least.
You're paying at least that in taxes.
Yeah.
With $10,000, you can believe you're paying more than that in taxes.
Yeah, that's a huge chunk.
You have to consider how much property tax is your landlord charging you.
Right.
In your rent.
Absolutely.
How much taxes are the corporations that you're buying products from?
You know it's at least $100 a month in property tax.
Yeah, you have to pay their taxes because you have to buy their products, and they
right.
have to pass on the cost to the customer. Otherwise, the company does not exist. How much do you pay in income tax?
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, sales tax.
That's 15% right there in
yeah.
Social Security.
Yep. Absolutely.
So there you go, $1,500 in Social Security. Well, of course, you are paying half and the corporation's paying half, but that's money that would have been yours otherwise.
I bet it's half your money.
Maybe so. That's what they're suggesting here, that the average person pays 47%. And half of $10,000 is a lot more detrimental to somebody's way of life than half of $200,000 is. I'm not trying to justify any taxes. I'm just pointing out that the burden really lies with the poor.
Sure. And
middle class.
And when the poor get so poor that they have to get on programs like welfare and
right.
Medicaid and whatnot, What percentage of the people who get on these programs, how many of them do you think get off the programs eventually?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Especially not without feeling like victims when they do, because a lot of times they're just kicked off.
Yep.
Get out!
Plus, when they're on it, they get hooked. And it's almost like a drug for
them. Absolutely.
And in fact, some of the welfare programs encourage them not to work because they pay higher than minimum wage jobs do.
Sloth is one of the seven deadly sins.
More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right Energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. I'm peeking at your daytimer. I see plans for Super Bowl, bedtime stories, and a dead car battery. Aha, got ya. Although you're not scheduling a dead battery, when I come back, I'll tell you what to do.
What a performance! And I'm not talking about Brad Pitt. My car's the star since I switched to Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Now don't be wooed by other sweet talkers. Not every actor's Brad, and not every synthetic oil can measure up to Royal Purple. Royal Purple's exclusive additive package makes it up to 4 times as strong and lasts up to 4 times as long. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
No one plans dead batteries, but here's how to connect those jumper cables just in case. First, connect one end of the red cable to the positive terminal of the good battery, then the other to the positive terminal of the bad battery. Next, making sure the ends of the black cable don't touch, clamp one end to the good battery's negative terminal, then the other end to an engine block bracket. Remember, never clamp anything on the negative terminal of the bad battery, or more than the Super Bowl will sizzle. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners with some brand new Shriners. This week we put up over a dozen new ladies on the Shrine. You'll have to go and see for yourself. It's our first couple, actually, a group shots. Multiple women validating themselves in one photo. One of them, for instance, was from the 2005 Pork Fest, which happened not too long ago. There's 3 rows of women all holding up little 8.5 by 11 sheets with the letters Free Talk Live, the letters for Free Talk Live written on them, which is really cool.
So yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, we're really pleased with that.
Nice they were thinking about us.
Ladies, if you want to become a part of the Shrine, first go check it out at freetalklive.com. You'll see that it's not a beauty contest. It's just a method for us to show off the fact that women actually listen to Free Talk Live. That's all. So consider it, and then send us your pictures at ftl@freetalklive.com. We did get an email in. Actually, we have a few emails. I'm not sure how many we're going to get to because there's a lot in the news tonight as well, but I just wanted to slip this one in. It's a quickie from Brian. He says, hello, really enjoying your program. I was wondering, what is your opinion of the UN?
Well, I think it's not very good, I'll tell you that much. I think that, you know, as a government entity gets larger, it gets more corrupt.
Mm.
And I don't feel like there's any government entity any more corrupt than the UN. I don't support the United States participation in the UN any more than, say, a conversation among nations, you know, just a way to exchange. But when you put Libya in charge of the anti-terrorism, you know, task force in the UN, I feel like it's lost all legitimacy. You know, the oil for food scandal is just an example, and it's true. This crap happened.
Yeah,
you know. Now, I'll admit to you, the United States is not without complicity in the oil for food scandal, and the right-wingers fail to mention the fact that, you know, it's not very nice to keep money and food and all kinds of things from going to starving people. That's not very nice. But, you know, it doesn't matter. They can suffer because, you know, they won't throw over their own despotic leader. Well, leave them alone. We're supporting plenty of despotic leaders around the world. King Fahd was an excellent example. And that's the whole reason that our Twin Towers got blown up. So, I'm sorry. UN stinks.
Nothing but trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Jason, anything to add to that?
Yeah, Kofi Annan, he's... The guy just looks like a puppet. just a silly puppet, and there's been a big stink about John Bolton being named to the UN, the ambassador to the UN recently. A lot of people don't like him. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it wasn't him, it was going to be some other jerk.
Right.
I kind of like this guy apparently doesn't like the UN.
Yeah, I like that part.
So,
is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't mind that so much.
Hmm. Yeah, well, if you're going to send somebody there, you might as well send somebody who doesn't like him, I suppose. Yeah, I'm certainly not a fan of the UN. I'm with you, Manwich. It's quite obvious to me that the larger the governing body, or the more centralized, I suppose you could say, the governing body gets, the more dangerous it is, the more inefficient it is, the more bureaucratic it is. Your local governments are pretty inefficient, as is, but they're not as inefficient as your state government. And they're not as inefficient as the federal government. And they're not as inefficient as the United Nations. Of course, the other negative side of the United Nations is the whole idea that we never elected anybody to go there in the first place anyway. You know, and not that it would matter in this country if 51% of the people said they wanted to be part of the UN, because then that would be a democracy, and we're not a democracy in America. But we didn't even get the chance to say anything on the UN. Somebody just made the executive decision
let's get in the UN.
Yeah, to join up to that party.
And I don't feel like we should.
What have they done for anybody?
Well, it doesn't make any sense that they should be doing it for anything for anyone. I mean, I don't know about you, but I did not vote for Kofi Annan.
Right.
I didn't vote against Kofi Annan. I didn't get to vote on who the president of the UN is.
Right.
I'm sorry. That does not mean that they should have any kind of ruling power over me. And the fact that a nation, you know, our president delegates a man to go represent us mm-hmm. that I didn't vote for in the UN, this is weird stuff.
Yeah. It's certainly not American.
No.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it sound like we're isolationists, because I think that's something that someone might, an accusation someone might throw at us on this one. Trade is what it's all about.
Sure.
Going and individuals who are looking to do business with other individuals in other countries, setting up mutually beneficial relationships with one another. That's what creates bonds between nations, not politicians and bureaucrats, crossing the borders.
Too.
Not those kind of people crossing the borders and debating in these, you know, this big debate club that has tanks as the UN. You know, it's trade that's the way we make friends around the world. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So there's your answer. Let's go to the phones. Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey,
I made a startling discovery last night.
Is that right?
I arrived at a friend of mine's house in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And he bought a radiation monitor on eBay for $10.
You got to be kidding me.
A Geiger counter?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. I said, let's put some batteries in it and charge the batteries, do something, and get it fired up. So we fired it up. We started walking around.
You guys sure know how to do spend an evening.
Yeah, right.
A couple of beers and hang out with a Geiger counter.
Okay. A radium watch that they used to make back in the 60s gives off about 5 millirankins per hour.
What's that mean? Is that dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous, but
okay.
If you wear the watch for a long time, you know, many years, you're going to be a cancer patient.
Allegedly.
We were making readings of 10 rentgens outside the house.
What's that mean? Is that bad?
Yeah, it is.
Is that dangerous?
Yeah, it is.
Really? Where's the life-threatening one?
100 rentgens.
100?
Yeah.
So there was 10? There was 10 by your car?
There was 10 in the park. 10 around the trees, 15 to 18 around the trees.
Wow.
And we went back to his house, and we went down in the basement, and it went down to 1 millirankin.
Mm.
So, you know...
Everybody dig a hole quick.
Yeah.
Dig a hole and put on a Rankin suit.
All the radiation testing and the nuclear bombs we've been shooting off back in the 40s are paying off.
How do you know that? I mean, how do you know that radiation just wasn't always there? You weren't there measuring it 40 years ago or 50 years ago anyway.
No, I wasn't, but...
Right, so that's total hypothetical.
I'm really concerned now because I've seen...
But you weren't concerned before you got the radiation meter out.
Right.
Now you're definitely going to get cancer, Harry, because...
You're thinking you're all
right. They call the... don't they call cancer the warrior's disease or worrying disease? People that tend to worry and be concerned over things? Well, they call people that get heart attacks type A personalities, and they call people that get cancer type C personalities.
Mm.
And the people that are type A are very aggressive. They get angry very easily, and those are the people that tend to have heart attacks. The people that tend to worry all the time about stuff like radiation being everywhere.
Well, I was concerned about purchasing the rad detector from Genesis.
You do whatever makes you feel safe and secure, though.
But, I saw readings like you would not believe. You would not believe outside in the park.
What are you going to do? What's the detector going to do for you, though, really? I mean, if you're going to die, you're going to die, right?
Well, you guys are too young to understand it. You know, that's the problem.
Hey, I'm young, and I don't want to die either, Harry. I mean, I understand that.
Well, should be more concern for you guys.
But it's not, really, because what am I going to do about it? I'm not going to go walk around in an anti-radiation suit, not going to carry around the radiation detector. If it hits me, it's already there, right?
Well, it would give you information about where not to go.
But you're telling me it's everywhere. It's by the car. It's in the bathroom.
I think down here in Florida, the Gulf Stream blows it away.
Thanks for the call, Harry. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're here for you. You can call in and talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates for you there. You just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's the quickest way to get to those. And then whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get an email right there in your email box to be one of the first people to know any news in regards to Free Talk Live. So sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's up?
Greetings.
I just want to make a disclaimer that I'm an expert of what I'm going to talk about, so I could get it wrong.
All right.
But anyway, the guy that just called in about radiation.
Right.
First of all, he got a Geiger counter off the internet. And those things have to be calibrated from time to time, I mean, to get an accurate reading. And you're always going to have a background radiation reading.
Okay.
You know, what he was calling a Rinkins, the military used to call them rads, but they're called centigrays now.
Hmm.
You can get...
So that's how you can tell that it's a really old Geiger counter, is that they're reading Rinkins instead of centigrades?
Yes.
Okay.
not centigrade gray as in the color.
Centigrade.
Yes. Sorry, but the one thing is...
Wait, is it centigrade or centigrade? Now I'm confused.
Centigrade.
G-R-A-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
Just get it right.
Understood now.
Yeah. Anyway, learn something new every day.
Yes, you do.
You can get a dose of about 100 centigrades per hour before you're going to start dying within, like, 2 or 3 days.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if his Geiger counter was saying that it was reading 100 something or other, he'd be dead in a few days. You'd be at ground zero practically.
I don't think he said that that he read anything that high.
No,
I think he was concerned with 10
was the highest.
Yeah, he read some tens like around his car or something like that, and he's just concerned that over time that's going to end up killing him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, radiation is about one of the least things that you'd really have to worry about unless you're like a, you know, you lived in Hiroshima or something, or a Bikini Atoll. I mean, around here in the U.S., you know, I mean, it's really not that big of a
right.
deal. So,
thank you for clearing that up, Puke. We certainly appreciate that. Anything else on your mind?
The one other thing is you guys like to talk about depleted uranium a lot the other day.
Yeah.
And the thing with depleted uranium is it's not really a radiation hazard. What happens is whenever the rounds are shot like out of a cannon and they go through something that they create like tiny particles of dust.
Right, right.
And that is inhaled and it causes a heavy metal poisoning, a lot like lead.
It's a physical problem.
Yeah, that's what I've read. I don't exactly understand what I've read.
You
didn't
know
it's
dangerous.
But what I've read makes depleted uranium sound very, very bad to be around.
Well, it is if you're doing it in the wrong conditions. They found out that in Desert Storm, at least this is what I was told, that the reason that most of these people got depleted uranium poisoning was because there were exploded tanks on the side of the road,
yeah.
and they would go and take pictures next to it without having any sort of ventilation system over their mouth, and they were breathing in the dust.
Yikes!
So as long as you handle it properly, it is dangerous if you don't handle it properly, like anything.
If only we weren't there in the first place.
Well, true. You know, I mean that's a whole other argument. You
yes,
know,
it is.
The whole
and you unfortunately are being sent back.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no good.
He, by the way, for anyone who's just tuning in, Puke is a member of the military stationed, I think, somewhere in Texas.
Yeah,
and you're going to be heading back out to, is that Afghanistan where they're going to send you?
No, back to Iraq.
Oh, you're going straight into to Iraq. Okay.
Yeah, going to the fun place. No.
Well, keep in touch with us there because we hate it when our listeners go over to Iraq and don't get in touch with us anymore. We used to have a guy that...
Adrian.
Adrian. He would call in from time to time. He'd actually call from Iraq, like it'd be 4 in the morning there, and he'd call into the show. And now he hasn't called for a good year or so. So we always get concerned.
We should have an internet connection over there, so I'm certainly going to try and stay up on the BBS or maybe an email or two. So
cool. Excellent. Much appreciated, Puke. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks.
800-259-9231. So there you go. You learned a little bit more about radiation than maybe you might have known tonight.
I'm still not afraid of it.
No, nor am I. What are you going to do?
Well, at least where we are.
Yeah.
Virtually no chance of getting radiation poisoning.
Yeah, and Harry's in New Jersey. I can't see why there's so much.
And I'm pretty certain I'm not going to join the military for a lot of reasons, depleted uranium being one of them.
No doubt. 800-259-9231. Speaking of weaponry, we have an email from DJ. He says, it seems the government doesn't want you to have a gun, even here in Northwest Georgia. I recently turned 21, and after listening to your show for a few months, I decided it was top priority for me to obtain a gun just in case the revolution comes tomorrow. It could happen, I suppose.
Why not?
Anyway,
9/11, I went out and bought a shotgun.
Did you really?
I did.
Anyway, I started asking around about concealed weapons permits. At first, it was hard even trying to find where I needed to call. The police department said it wasn't them, and they offered no direction. City Hall directed me to Johnny Bureaucrat at a municipal government building A4. I couldn't find this guy within 5 minutes, so I naturally forgot his government-sounding name. Finally, I found the right person, some clerk at the county courthouse. But my troubles weren't over. The clerk there said I had to come in, take some sort of test, pay $44 to get some background check that would take 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
That's one hell of a slow background check. Good thing I didn't break a law, or they would detain me for 8 weeks while they waited on this check. I wonder if it takes this long to identify true terrorists. Anyway, after finding out about all the hoops that I had to jump through, I was exhausted and weary of the task in front of me. I started wondering about this 8-week background check, so I called the local gun store and asked about buying a handgun. He said, we do a background check if you don't have a license, and that's all you need. I asked if I had to wait weeks for this check. He said, no, we called the FBI or somebody up in the store, and it shouldn't take more than 10 minutes. I'd get the check while I browse through turkey calls, for instance. So that's what I call service, he says. It says it looks to me like the government is out to impede citizens from obtaining firearms.
Of course they are.
Do you think they're scared of something? Yeah, maybe so. Although in this case they were impeding you from obtaining a concealed weapons permit. And I suggest just carry it anyway. We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the Free Talk Live auction going on right now. We came up with the idea to auction off our top banner on the website.
It's a good idea.
We're not the most popular website in the world, but we are the number one podcast. We are the best political cultural podcast, according to podcastawards.com.
We get a hit or two now and then.
Yeah, we get a little bit. We get some visitor action, so we figured we'd find out what it was worth. Because it's one thing to lay a price on something and say, this is what it's worth.
Yes.
It's another thing to literally just hand it over to the marketplace and allow the marketplace to determine the value of what it's worth. So we put it up for auction, the top banner on the website at auction.freetalklive.com. I checked it earlier today, and it was over $100 already.
I can't believe it.
Not too shabby.
It's been, I think, 2 days.
That's
since
great.
We started the auction, maybe 2.5 days.
It's fabulous.
So there's several days left. If you haven't had a chance to get your bid in and you want to, go check it out at auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we got all kinds of good stuff here, and what I want to focus on is some terrorism-related things in the remaining moments of the show, and again, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so we got plenty of time. But coming up in hour number two, we're going to talk about a story from the TSA and how they handled, apparently an error, somebody was there was a plane that was flying, there were people that discovered a note on the plane, they reported they discovered the note, they grounded the plane. And then you won't believe what the TSA did to handle the situation. We'll talk about that coming up, hour two. Conrad's on the line in the meantime. In North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello?
Conrad. Hey, Conrad.
Greetings.
You're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Good, sir.
I'm working again, so I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Fantastic.
I was thinking about the, you guys were talking about how much of our dollar we spend on taxes, right? Like 47%?
Yes.
Now, I was wondering, does that also count the devaluation of our dollar because of deflation?
Doubtful. I don't think it does.
No, okay. It's actually inflation that devalues.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, because of inflation. Because if you think about it, when we go to war, we're at like 50% to our military budget. I was thinking they have to print more money because they run a deficit with our war.
Right.
Not only are we paying like 50% of our taxes, so 25% of our dollar is also going down the drain. I was curious if you guys knew about that or
Thank you for pointing that out. That's a very good point. And you're absolutely right. Over the last 100 years or so, the dollar has lost over 90% of its value. And every time you hear about inflation, that's your money losing value. That percentage is like turns into your money just devaluing.
Well, let's explain how it works, because
okay.
I'll tell you what, this was a tough concept for me to get. And
why don't you explain it?
I had to read it over and over again.
Okay.
Now, if, for instance, there's $100 that exist,
right.
Well, the government says... And $100 are floating out there. Well, the government wants to spend a little more. So it says, I'm going to print another $100.
Right.
Well, now there's $200 in existence.
Uh-huh.
Well, the value in the world hasn't been increased by the government spending the money. They just printed $100 up and they spent it. So the value's still out there. Basically, every dollar that was out there became worth 50 cents.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Because the government spent that money. So they got the value of those dollars at full dollar, at full face value.
The government did.
They spent it at full face value, and then it immediately diluted the pool of dollars.
And they took it from you without having to come in your house, without having to send the tax man, without having to have you write a check. They just took it from you by printing more.
But you had your money in the bank while they spent half of it.
Right, that's what's
insane. Amazing.
Conrad, thanks for the call, man. With great point. Thanks for bringing that up. So, yes, you're actually taxed much more than 50%, but the devil is in the details, isn't he? Hour 2 is on the way. Terrorism coming up. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.